Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, the barbarian is here, the dramatic warlord, the Obergruppenführer of the radio airwaves. When I speak, the world stops and listens. As I have told you before many times, we are always a world at war. History in the war in Ukraine is draped in camouflage tonight. It's amazing what's transpired over there. We'll get to all that tonight. This is Epic Episode 97, our theme, War Crimes in Ukraine. They start date, April 7, 2022 AD. Another rogue and infamous and legendary Von Wehhunt show. At your service, America. I am your illustrious radio talk show host. And just know, if you're a new listener, that I am Errol Strait, white European lineage, Christian. I used to call myself a conservative. That was a long time ago, when the Republican Party actually meant something in America. I am a proud nationalist, America first, a heterosexual male, thank God. Basically, everything that the militant left in America despises and hates about millions of Americans like myself. But on this show, I will make sense of this crazy mixed-up world we call planet Earth. Now, a radio guy a year or so ago said, the one thing really unique about your radio show, Von Wehhunt, is your diction, your inflection, the words you choose, the way you put them all together like a big jigsaw puzzle. You know, as you take the crap and the craziness of this world and you make it all make sense in a 2 to 3 hour show once a week. And that, my friends, is how I roll. That is very true. We are the guilty pleasure of all America and the world. This radio show is right here every Thursday night. It has been now for 7 years and going strong, stronger than ever before. If you've been listening to my show, you would have avoided many of the pitfalls that befall most Americans. We talked about many things over 7 years. If you're new to the show, you can dial in after the monologue at 563-999-3437 to get your point across. Always use a nickname. We do not need your real name, and nor do we want it, for we are not the DHS or the FBI. I've always thought nicknames were cool, but make yours unique, fun, catchy, clever. Don't make it too complicated or too convoluted. And when you're done calling in, throw away that burner phone of yours. Watch out for those nasty NSA killer drones out there all across America. Well, Biden's new pick for the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson, is a black Marxist. The press today, on many sides, all they could say was she's a black female. A black female is finally up there. They said nothing about her qualifications or her judgment as a judge on her cases, especially the ones involving pedophiles where she has ruled almost for them and given them very low prison sentences, much below the federal guidelines, time and time again. But the media in America, they don't care. They think it's wonderful, just wonderful, that she is now up there in the Supreme Court. I think there's a lot more to be bargained for when we hear of Ketanji Jackson's judgments in the years ahead. She will rule against you and your family, I believe, every chance that she can get. She will be for pedophiles. She'll be for transgender people, the gay lobby in America. She's a Democrat, born in Washington, D.C., indoctrinated in the leftist militant tradition. She's no friend of middle America, though we wish every judge well on our show. We will point out the obvious. We will talk about everything on my show because everything is always on the table, rest assured. And the press today were mad that the Roman Republican senators left the chamber very quickly after their vote. They did not sit around and clap and pay homage to the new black female justice. Oh, no. They left after their vote. And, boy, that pissed off the Democrat leftist media in this country. How dare you leave the Senate chamber after this historic vote? How dare you not want to party with the Democrats and think it's so wonderful that a person that goes against your judicial philosophy, they want to force you to celebrate. Rand Paul came late to the vote. Good for him. Shows his consternation to the justice. Lindsey Graham voted from the cloakroom because he said he did not have a suitable tie. I like that one too. They weren't going to kiss her ass. And that the militant left cannot tolerate. They want you to kiss the ass and worship any nominee they put up there. Because, again, the Democrats are a funny bunch. They believe of birth, that they and only they are the anointed ones. Only they know the truth. Wrong. And we know that the militant Democrat Party today is nothing but the Marxist Communist Party in America. So we now have a communist up in the Supreme Court. Wonderful. Just great. It's my sarcasm. I'm not being truthful there. It is what it is. We will watch this country take down the bricks that we put up to support it. But someday, we'll have a story about that too. And Biden's new pick for head of the ATF is another gun grabber. I live in Arizona, broadcast from the mountains here, where everyone's home, trust me on this, is his own personal arsenal, as it should be. We will never give up our guns, our weaponry, or armaments. We will not relent. We will not falter or fail. That, I assure you all. Well, they say that there are war crimes in Ukraine. The video footage is just amazing and sad all at the same time. There are definitely war crimes in Ukraine. Amazing. The Russians say, we don't know who did it, but yet you're the only ones there. Lavrov, your foreign ministry of defense, lies to the media constantly. Oh, we don't know who did it. As he shrugs, of course we know who did it. You did it. Now, are there war crimes on both sides? More than likely, yes, an emphatic yes. But the distinction, the difference you need to make in your mind is that if the Ukrainians are committing war crimes, the motto is no mercy to the invaders. Ukraine's not invading Russia. Russia is invading Ukraine. And therefore, I say no mercy to the invaders. The Ukrainians, to me, have a little bit more of a leash, put it that way, on what they can do. But they are being attacked. They are outgunned and outnumbered. If I was them, I'd be out there, too, with a machine gun, fighting for my home, my land, my town, my city. I would give no mercy to the invaders at all. Totally ruthless. Pure power would come out of me. Nothing but pure power. So the Russians, again, talk a big game. Just know going forward that whatever the communists say, whatever the Kremlin says, it's always the opposite. The communists always lie. They'll lie to your face. Now, the West lies too. The allies, if you will. The allies have lied, sure. But nothing to the comparison extent of mighty Russia and Putin. But the communists always lie. 100% of the time, almost. They are notorious liars about everything. Well, the Ukraine tonight, that's looking like the apocalypse, like a nuclear wasteland. It's unbelievable. That's a cursed nation. Sad and depressing to watch a once vibrant people be sucked into the vacuum of death and the vacuum cluster bombs of Russia. A lot of women and children being killed, pets, loving homes destroyed. The humanity of it all is amazing. There's a very special place in hell already reserved for Vladimir the Impaler Putin. Rest assured. A very special place has been prepared for him, I believe. Well, if you're in the Ukraine tonight, it's the apocalypse now, baby. It sounds a lot like the end of that country. Those Premier Presidente Zelensky is holding on. Burned out buildings in some cities and towns. 80% of the housing has been shelled and destroyed by the Russian military. I told you before, this is how the Soviets fight. They fought the same way in World War II. Had America not backed Stalin, right now we would not have this problem, would we? But America made poor, serf, communist Russia strong with our billions in aid during World War II. I told you before, the rabbit hole of the Ukrainian war goes all the way back to World War II and really beyond. When Stalin went into Ukraine, killed 30 million Ukrainians, the Holodomor, a holocaust of those people. It wasn't for America giving Russia and communist Stalin trucks, tanks, fuel, they would have never, ever made it to Berlin, Germany. Would have never made it. America supplied all that. America set this up through our foreign policy over the decades, over the years. And then we sit back and we wonder why we have so many problems. The roots of the Ukrainian war, back to World War II. I told you before, the many parts of Ukraine, the majority of it fought with the Third Reich, Adolf Hitler. There were Ukrainian SS units. And I tell everyone, when this war started, this is not Crimea. This is not Georgia or some little satellite state that Putin's going to like roll in there with his tanks and everything is going to fold in 24 to 48 hours. Oh, no. What Putin's fighting against is the remnants of the Nazis from World War II, the offspring, if you will, of the infamous Waffen-SS legions and their offspring, and that bloodline, that Germanic warrior bloodline still there. He's fighting against a very formidable force, and that's why he's being hit on all sides, and that's why it will continue. It's the end in the Ukraine tonight. We also people continue their fight to protect their homes and cities and towns. This will be a long, protracted war in the Ukraine, I predict. This will not be over soon. The end of the world, possibly. I hope not. The end of the Ukraine.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend. The end of our elaborate plans. The end of everything that stands. The end, no safety. Thank you.
Oh, yes. All the children are insane. The black sun, the sun and rod, pure power and energy, a potent and yet powerful symbol of our great ancestors. People say they want the truth, but so many people can't handle the truth. That is very unfortunate, because we need strength right now to regain our country and our freedoms. That means accepting the truth when it's difficult and ugly. We live in a generation of emotionally weak people, very weak. Everything has to be watered down because it's offensive to them and their delicate ears, including the truth. I've always said America's greatest sin is its weakness. We're glad you're here tonight. Here's a promo.
Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wehhunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehhunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
Damn right. Now, the Texas governor has announced plans to send charter buses full of illegals to Washington, D.C. What better place to dump your illegal aliens than in the District of Columbia? I highly encourage that. That's what all governors should do. Just round them up, give them $100 and a Big Mac, put them on a bus, and say, we've got the tour of America. You've come to America? We'll give you a free tour. Hop on inside. Get them over to D.C. and dump them out right there in the Capitol steps. Love it. Now, many of you missed our fun show on Tuesday night, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy radio show. Remember, it's the first Tuesday of every month only. Members only for the Playboy Mansion. Many of you have called and written about that. You missed the show. You're kicking yourself yet again. Well, if you ever miss a show, go to Blog Talk, and you can always catch the podcast of this show or the Bachelor's Galaxy show right there on Blog Talk Radio. Also, it's on other internet sites. Spotify's got some old episodes of my show, Podomatic and elsewhere. Just Google it, and you'll find it. Well, while all that's going on, closer to home, once again, we have more problems. The DEA warns law enforcement in America to prepare for a surge in mass overdose events. Their words, not mine. Mass overdose events from fentanyl. Asymmetrical warfare, told you before, has been waged against America by the Chinese communist government to kill as many Americans as they can. The Chinese have laundered the money of Mexican cartels. In exchange, the cartels have dumped their fentanyl on American streets. It's been going on for years. Anyone doing drugs today? It's not like the 1960s or 70s. You are absolutely crazy, and you must have a death wish, because a lot of those drugs are laced with fentanyl, and it is lethal. So it is what it is. Get those body bags ready, because the DEA warns mass overdose type events will be happening in America this year and next. Well, did you hear about the rabies positive fox who was euthanized after biting 9 people on Capitol Hill this week? He's roaming around the Capitol grounds, probably biting Democrats. Well, rest in peace, my fox warrior. You tried your best. You are now in Valhalla. Now, we all know that fair elections would then end completely the Democrat Party. The rabid militant Democrats find their power in the hijacking of your district, state, and the ballot box. They are the great cheaters of the political process, and they know it, and they love it. I think that Q, in all of his pronouncements, is the biggest military intelligence operation of our lifetime. Q's got more conspiracy theories than I've ever seen. Unbelievable things that Q predicts about politics. Pretty funny, actually. The United States this week has sanctioned the Ivanka Trumps of Mother Mighty Russia. The Putin daughters now are being targeted. The Ivanka Trumps of Russia. Well, it's about time. Putin has miscalculated. He'll triple down, quadruple down. He's got nowhere to go. He has to win Ukraine. It might take him a decade. He'll go broke in the process, but he might eventually get it. There are rumors, however, that Zelensky's now in Poland. Who knows? Well, all that's going on. We talked about this on The Bachelor Show Tuesday night, that the Great Resignation continues all across America. Big headlines in Zero Hedge and elsewhere. The phenomenon of record numbers of workers quitting their positions will persist among many employees who remain unsatisfied, it says, with their jobs, according to a survey of Randstad, a global provider of employment services. Dubbed the Great Resignation by experts, the trend is seeing job openings outnumber individuals searching for employment opportunities, leaving employers scrambling to fill tens of thousands of positions in an already struggling economy. This in turn has seen many businesses offer attractive sign-on bonus schemes, wage increases, and numerous other perks in a bid to entice new workers. Guys, can't stress this enough, and our Patriot gals out there, if you're looking to get ahead, if you're looking to find some jobs or move up, take advantage of this situation. You got millions of Americans, if you're a young buck, that are older than you, that are cashing out. They're moving off the grid. They're getting ready for Red Dawn America. Who knows? But suck up those jobs, those salaries. Bank your cash now. Get ahead of the game. Because what we often hear, while the economy is relatively good, is that the young people can never find work, never find jobs. Well, now you've got no excuse. It's up to you. Always up to you in the final analysis. Remember that. It's up to nobody else. You must take responsibility for your own life. Because nobody else will. And you're living in that skin suit. Nobody else. So good luck out there. The record number of workers quitting their jobs is being driven by a stronger desire among employees, it says, to enjoy life. And an increase in individuals wanting to prioritize their personal lives over their working lives in the post-COVID-19 pandemic age. More and more employees are prepared to go elsewhere if their needs aren't being met. Well, if Mahala Studios gets big enough, we'll be hiring some people too, looking for the best of the best to fill the ranks. That's the master plan someday. We might ask a new caller tonight. If you're a new caller, you will get on first. So never fear. I tell all new callers to be incognito. You need a nickname, the general area or state where you're calling from, so the audience knows. And again, watch out for those dreaded NSA killer drones. Well, we are a radio variety show, and unlike your local rhino talk shows, we go into harm's way and the battle when they retreat in disgrace. We will talk about current events, geopolitics. We have great callers. We will invoke and talk about history, war history especially, great music, and even some fun thrown into the mix. Just, you always want to tune in to the Von Wien Show on Thursday night and tune out the programmed mind control TV for a change and tune into real radio. The good book says, woe to them who call evil good and good evil. We have a lot of people in America tonight call evil good. They're all over the place. They're mainly in the Democrat Party, but they're elsewhere as well. They're everywhere. Well, my thoughts again on Putin and the war in Ukraine. As I said before, Ukraine's a sad, depressing, and cursed place, a cursed place on the earth. Communist Stalin starved them out in the 1930s. I told you that Ukraine would be no easy feat, even for mighty Russia. Now, there is fake news and videos during wartime on both sides. You've seen dead bodies move in videos that are supposed to be atrocities. We have talked about that before on my show, and I am doing it again tonight. I told you before, I don't trust either government. I've been asked 1,000 times, Von Wien, who are you for in the Ukraine war? Well, I'm not for Putin. I'm never for a communist. And the Putin wing of the Republicrats and Democrats are fools. If you think that Putin's going into Ukraine to attack the dumbs and, you know, release the children, and blow up biolabs and all this crap. It's a fantasy of people who want to believe that we live in a vacuum, that we live in a perfect world, and that Putin is a saint. So I jokingly call him Saint Putin. Is there a messiah? Putin is a KGB colonel. Many of you don't know that to be a KGB colonel, you need to kill people and you assassinate them. It's how you rise in the Russian ranks. He has blood on his hands. He's killed many, many innocent people. Life means nothing to Putin. Now, at the same time, Zelensky ran Ukraine, most corrupt nation on planet Earth for a while. Your memories are short, America, but I will rekindle them for you. Remember Burisma Energy? Remember the payoffs to Biden, crime family, Hunter Biden? You got all the sons of Pelosi and Romney over in Ukraine making millions. It's all kinds of backdoor deals. Putin and Zelensky are both supported by Jewish oligarchs in their own countries. So it is what it is. But Putin will not stop. Everyone asks, when will he stop? He doesn't give a rat's ass what our media thinks about him. He doesn't give a rat's ass of how many people he kills in the Ukraine. He will not stop unless he personally is stopped. And you can take that any way you want, but that's the truth. This is why, if there's anything short of a coup in the Kremlin, this war will go on for years. The proxy war between America and Russia will grind on for years. And I'll warn a lot of you guys. Now, there was a special ops guy from America over in the Ukraine. He said that the young guys that are coming over here that want to fight for Ukraine, don't forget, if you cross the border, you can't get out. If you're lucky, they'll let you go home. But he said that a lot of guys have no idea about the brutality of war, and this is real brutal war. Indiscriminate killing. All you're going to see is death and destruction. There are no rules to warfare in the Ukraine. Atrocities on both sides, to be fair, but I would gather the vast majority of the atrocities are on the Russian side at this stage of the game, from what I've garnered from multiple sites, independent alternative news sites, and boots on the ground. A person wrote the Von Wien show and says, Von, I love your show, man. I can't stand the mainstream media. All they do is mock and insult us in middle America with their disparaging tones. They are trash, in my opinion, of course. I will always stick to alternative news sites, he says. How can anyone trust MSM who gets their marching orders from the Marxist DNC? He goes, Von, I'm a great listener of your show. I've never called in, but one day I might. Signed, James from Idaho. Well, thank you, James. We appreciate that. Because the fabled leftist Democrat virtue called tolerance is their famous catchword, right? Tolerance, well, it's the death blow to real civilization. And the Australia Senator confirms that the COVID vax contains nanotechnology, self-assembling inside people right now. The Australian senator says there will be a genocide all over the world. He says there is proof of nanotechnology inside the demonic Pfizer vaccine. He then showed images of what appeared to be self-assembling nanoparticles in both the vaccine itself and inside the blood of humans injected with the vaccine. Well, we are a world of war as always. We're so glad you're here tonight. We're a little bit rock and roll, a little bit German Gothic. We're glad you're here. Time to start our legendary show.
Like the girl you ever wanted. She looks like the girl who could give you everything. A kiss is from like hell and she like it. She's got the look that could kill.
She's the one vampire. I keep longing.
lusting after your blood. Great song by Blutengel, a band from Germany. Well, to finish my story, I tell people all the time I am for the Ukrainian people. I am for the Russian people. They say, how? Explain. Finally, I'll be happy to. If your country's invaded, you have a right to defend yourself. I'm for those Ukrainian people. They didn't ask this invasion to come into their country. I'm for them, and I'm for the Russian people who are being drafted and conscripted by Putin. Unfortunately, they don't want to go to Ukraine to fight against their brethren. They don't want the brother war that Putin's foisting on them. And the dissidents or the activists in Russia are being censored, suppressed, killed, sent to commie gulags, as usual, in Siberia and other places in Russia. So I'm for the people. I'm a man of the people. I'm not for these corrupt governments. I don't care where they are. I don't care under what banner, what flag. If you go against the people, you go against me and my show and my great listeners. But again, to reiterate, never forget that America supplied communist Russia, Stalin, and his murderous regime in World War II. Had we not done that, we would not be in this position today. America also funded with Wall Street and our banks. It's been now uncovered and noted for many years. They supported Lenin and Trotsky with the Rothschild banks of taking over Russia to begin with. And Lenin also was a murdering communist. So was Trotsky. Later, Lenin sent assassins and they found Trotsky in Mexico and they killed him with an ice pick. How about those apples? These are the people that you're dealing with. My God, I would never ally myself with that murderous regime. So Putin gets what he gets. F him. I have no sympathy for the Putin wing of both parties who cry and moan and bitch and whine that Putin's not getting favorable press. What the hell do you people expect? We owe him nothing. We're giving everything to Zelensky. He's got a lot of corruption there. And I believe, and I will predict, that a lot of the billions that we're sending him will not be bought for arms. And that will go in his pocket, in his cronies' pockets. When you give that much money unchecked to a government, again, rife with corruption. That's another story we're going to be talking about in the future. Where did all the money go? To Ukraine. I keep hearing that they get millions and millions of American dollars wired over. Billions. I keep hearing that arms are going in, but yet on the ground, I keep hearing complaints from the front line. There's no arms. Where's the bullets? Where's the weapons? Weapons, 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 they say. Well, there's something amiss, again, there in Ukraine. I mean, you've had a month to get arms and buy them in Poland and Germany and elsewhere. They're not that far away. They can ship them over the border. What is the problem with those supply lines? That would be my congressional investigation if I was up there. What the hell's going on? You can't have billions go over. No arms are being bought, or not as many. And the troops there, the freedom fighters, supposedly in Ukraine, coming up short. There's something amiss there. I smell a rat. Once again, we will talk about it. With that, let's get to the gunslinger. If his phone's working in the great state of Texas. Gunslinger, the floor is yours. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, pretty good down here trying to dodge these Texas tornadoes. But it's spring.
Yeah, what's the weather forecast out there? I heard you guys are about to be hit again.
Yeah, they're supposed to say some more severe storms Monday and Tuesday. For the past 2 weeks, it's funny that these storms have fallen on Monday and Tuesday. This will be the third time in a row. Weird, isn't it? But, you know,
that's Texas, but, man.
Texas, yeah. Like I said, that this last Monday one, it was about 13 miles from where I'm sitting right now. Just missed right on the edge of this little town down here. So, I think it killed one person and five or six houses and flipped over a bunch of 18-wheelers on the highway down here. So they can do some damage. You know, no doubt about that.
They can. Now, you're by Waxahachie, I think, right? South Dallas?
It's right by the town of Red Oak. You've heard of Red Oak, Texas?
Yep, I know. I've been through there. Well, let me tell you my quick Texas story. I was, of course, out of state, but I thrived in Texas, loved it, had a great time there in the Dallas area. When I lived there in the late 80s, early 90s, for 7 years, actually, it would be beautiful all during the week when you're working, right? Gorgeous days, you know, balmy, but almost every weekend when I plan an outing, like clockwork, Friday night, rain. Thunderstorms, Thor's lightning was coming down on Texas because I was going to go golfing the next day, Saturday morning, right? Get up early. Nope, rained out. So what do you do in Texas? Texas has got great restaurants. You go out to eat and watch a movie. Call up your girlfriend and watch a flick, right? So that's what I used to do, but I can't tell you how many outings or going to the lake. Rained out, no fun to go to the lake when it's thunderstorms, man. But they have crazy weather there. It changes every 5 or 10 minutes is the local joke, right?
It is. It's a joke. If you don't like Texas weather, wait 5 minutes. It'll change. Okay.
That's right.
I mean, this is no
so
joke.
True.
This is no joke. I have literally seen where it's been raining on one side of the street and dry as a bone on the other side of the street.
Me
weirdest
too.
Thing you ever seen.
Yep.
You've seen that? Yeah.
Weirdest thing ever.
Weirdest thing. That is weird. Anyway, what I wanted to comment
now,
real
folks
quick
that don't
is,
know,
go ahead.
Gunther, they, as you know, they call it the Texas Metroplex. For those who don't know, it's called the Metroplex. It keeps growing, right? It's the ever-expanding pie. Well, part of the Metroplex could have a massive hailstorm, and the other side would be sunny and balmy, you know. Golfy weather,
absolutely.
Put it that way.
It is. It's
crazy.
It's craziest weather you ever want to see. People don't believe it, but I've seen it with my own two eyes more than once. You know, not just a. Just
I'm a believer, man. I'm a believer.
More than once. But
what are your thoughts tonight?
On our commie bastard, supposedly our president. You know, the thing in the White House. Okay. I don't know if you've seen the picture or not where he was posing with some new nuclear submarine or something, and the commie bastard takes a knee. Do you see that picture?
I did see it.
You did see that. Okay, so yeah. I can't believe for people that are in the military, I would be puking up right now. This is supposedly your great commander-in-chief, and he's a – I'm not going to say the word, but it's down on the ladies, you know, down that direction, okay? This is the most – have you ever in the history of this country ever seen a president take a knee like these idiots do? That shows weakness. That shows absolute weakness, okay? Now, whether you love Trump, hate Trump, whatever, you ever seen Trump do that? Hell no. Because Trump is a leader, okay, versus this thing that you got in the White House right now. He is no leader. That's why Putin invaded the Ukraine over there. Who's going to stop him? Okay. It was nice.
That's
why
I said
years,
no one's going to stop him unless he stopped, put it that way. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, even Rocket Boy over there in North Korea was nice and quiet for 4 years. Okay. I mean, so obviously obviously Trump's tactics was working. You want to be kind of friends with your enemies. You don't want to go over there and drop bombs on them all the time unless it's absolutely necessary. You know, that's stupid. You want to try to be a little buddy-buddy with them. So that keeps the peace. Yeah. So it keeps the peace all over the world, in fact. But for that idiot to do that is the most, I mean, that shows the communist leadership, so-called leadership, that we have right now. It's disgusting. And anybody that doesn't agree that it's disgusting, they're disgusting too. What do you think?
I agree with you, man. They are. You know, it's amazing times. Well, the Chinese have an ancient proverb, I'll tell you again, where they always say, may you live in interesting times. Well, we are living in very interesting times. I will say I'm never bored, rarely. If you're bored, you're not paying attention. There's so much that you can do personally, professionally. You're just watching the horror and the drama unfold on the news. You got to keep your spirits up, folks. A lot of depressing things on TV. A lot of things happen in the world right now. We have no control over it. Don't beat yourself up. You know, America is a very generous country. We've already given personal donations to the Ukrainian people for all the humanitarian efforts are in the millions. But we need help at home. Our border with Mexico, wide open. We have people on our streets who uncared for, you know, and true, we don't have a war zone. But I always tell people this, that God forbid that the political elites have their way. They want parts of America and Canada and Australia to look like a Ukraine, too.
No,
they would love nothing better than to blow up American cities, kill Americans, kill patriots in all these countries, and especially of white European descent. That's what their end goal is. That's what they really want. And there are war gamers in Russia, Moscow, and Beijing, China, who lust after our land, who they want our arable farmland, especially for Russia, has got hunger problems, but especially China does. So are there plans that would be hatched in the future to have – we've already seen Red Dawn Ukraine. There could be Red Dawn America one of these days. Never let go of your guns, folks. I know it sounds cliche, but it's true. You know, one thing I'll say too, Gunslinger, and I want to pose this question to you. Just think, folks, 37, 38 days ago, Ukraine, the day before the invasion, was at peace. Everybody was snug in their houses, sipping their coffee or tea with their loved ones, their lovable puppies or pets or cats or whatever, talking among friends, drinking shots of vodka maybe, God forbid, other vices. But my point is, the country was all intact. And I keep telling you, and I keep reminding you, I'm sort of the Paul Revere of the radio, the British are coming. The British might not be coming. It could be the Russians and Chinese are coming. Or the Mexicans are coming about our border. But the thing is, these things can change, Gunslinger, on a dime. Look how fast things have changed in Ukraine. And that could happen here or Canada or any other Western country. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, that's the main reason that, as the old saying goes, never give up your guns, okay? Because that is the only thing that is stopping these New World Order freaks, and that's exactly what they are, freaks, within this country and the world, for that matter, from taking over this country, okay? What was that general or that admiral's name back in World War II when they invaded Pearl Harbor? You know, they did the
Yamamoto.
And then they
Admiral Yamamoto.
Yamamoto. Yeah, that's it. Well, that's a mouthful. But anyway,
now the Imperial Japanese Navy. Yes.
When they interviewed him later at a later date, they said, well, why didn't you just come on into the mainland right there? You were right there. You had a whole fleet of ships out there. And he says there would be a gun behind every blade of grass. And guess what? He's true.
Damn right, right. I'd be out there.
Absolutely.
I want my scalps, damn it. I want my scalps. I will get my scalps off those Japanese hordes Absolutely. We will dust the street with them if they came in, damn right. And oh, yeah, he's right about that. He's right. Yeah, oh, yeah. With extreme prejudice, if needed.
If needed. And, you know, that goes to show you to all these other countries like UK and Australia, the land down under. Okay, they gave up their guns. Look at what they've turned into.
Well, they did.
Basically a third world, you know what, hole. Okay, they're crime.
Australia gave up their gun rights. New Zealand, yeah. Canada, New Zealand. United Kingdom, yeah. Most of Europe, and only that's why I always like Eastern Europe because they're more frickin' realistic. You know, yep. Poland, Czech Republic, Hungary, a lot of horse sense over there. My kind of people. Parts of Germany aren't all socialists. The real Germans that I talk to online, they know what the hell's going on. And there's arms in Germany. But the government tries to root it out. But there's a lot of big, there's also a big patriot movement in Germany that never gets the press. But it's out there. And they try to quash them and suppress them, you know. As usual. But Gunslinger, it's amazing, man. You're right. We will never give up our gun rights in America. Those are fighting words. And we're happy to oblige if they want to go down that path. Don't you say?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is why, and if you look back just in the past 10 years, for example, okay, this stuff has been building. Well, it's been building more than 10 years ago, but it's pretty well escalating in the past 10 years. Okay, you know, I think Georgia will become the 25th or the 26th state for constitutional carry. Okay, this is over half of the United States within just the past few years now has gone to constitutional carry. Now, why is that? Do they know something? Do they know that crime is out the freaking roof? I think they do.
Yeah, it is.
I think that's
out of control. Out of control, brother.
Out of control. I think that's the only way that the law enforcement can even try to get a handle on it again is arm the citizens. Arm the citizens.
Damn right.
Because those people, I mean, there's a lot of great people in law enforcement, but you cannot have a cop in your back pocket 24 hours a day. It's impossible. That's what the libturgs want.
That's right.
They want utopia. They want everything to be perfect. No guns, no violence, no nothing. Well, I'm sorry. That's not going to freaking, that's not going to happen. It's impossible. Okay? So,
I know.
I guarantee you this year there'll be at least five or six more states coming on to constitutional carry. I guarantee it. It's sweeping the whole nation, okay, like a storm. And as it should be, absolutely. And the final word here is, I'm glad I just read a while ago that Disney, they just lost $2.4 billion in one day. Yay, Disney! Good enough.
Good.
For good. Absolutely. I hope.
Well, less money for their gay agenda.
That's right. That's
less
right.
Money for the Disney fag.
That's right. I hope they have to go down to
I
Home
mean,
Depot.
Look, they shot themselves in the foot, man.
They did.
They made
they
their
did.
Bed, pun intended, yes. And now they have to lie in it, Gunslinger. How about those apples?
Absolutely. I mean, they're the ones that did it. They're the ones that drew first blood, basically. Now they're
That's
going to
right.
have to go down there. Now they're going to have to go down there to their local Ace Hardware and start buying going out of business signs by the cases. Okay, because that's what they're heading. they have ruined themselves. Now this is the final straw. What do you think?
I do too, man. I do too. Gunslinger, thanks for the call. We will talk again in the near future, my friend. True words. From the Gunslinger. Thank you, sir.
All right,
be in
later.
Touch with you. Later on, man. Good one there. Yeah, Disney is screwed. Pun intended. They brought this upon themselves. I've got so many ad-libs with Disney, I got to watch myself. We're not really a family show, by the way. This is an adult show. So if your kids are out there, let them listen. They got to learn something sooner or later about the real world. That's what Rocky Balboa would say.
Hey, it's Rocky. I want to tell you that Vaughn's got the making of a champion there, you know. That's why he's back on the air. He's got his show. He's swinging both fists. You know what I mean? He's landing knockout punches. Hey, you got to tune into him. He's on Thursday nights, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call in if you got something you want to tell him or something you want to tell America. That's the Vaughn Weehunt Show. That's right, on DocSkyRadio.com. Hey, this is a rock here. I'm going to go get a cappuccino, I think. No, it's later. I'm going to go get a beer. Hey, we'll talk to you later.
Rocky Balboa, you can get any damn thing you want, my friend. You're a champion. Yes, I will hit the knockout blows. We will protect and defend our family, friends, neighborhood, city, state, the real country if need be. Only nationalists have the backbone and the spine to hit the streets and do what needs to be done in times of national crisis. The Democrats and the Republicans talk a big game. They will not do anything. But having said that, I do like the Rockford Files, that show back in the 1970s. Great reruns on these retro Americana TV shows. Sounds a little bit like this. Well, I would say this is my radio show version.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Jimmy, it's your old buddy Angel calling you on the line there. And I was about to sit down and do like we do every Thursday night and listen to this guy, Vaughn Weehunt, on the radio. He's a good old-fashioned machismo, hard-styled mechanic of the airwaves, Jimmy. but what I want to ask you first before I did that is before I get into my popcorn here, I've got a game coming up, poker game. It's going to be absolutely beautiful, beautiful scam. I got that city councilman showing up. We've got oil shakes. We got other people, maybe pornographers showing up too. And I got a beautiful cover I'm going to be using for this one, man. I just need $2,000 to $3,000 to use of this game for to buy in, and then I'll get it back to you in like a couple weeks to maybe a couple months, Jimmy. You think you could do that for me? I'll be here listening to Vaughn Weehunt Show, all right? I'll wait for your call, buddy. I'll wait for your call.
God, I love that. Well, there used to be a thing in America, the large traditional, white European family that was found in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, America, UK, Europe, other Western nations. This is what our so-called fake leaders in big government, what they hate more than anything else is for you to procreate. We live in a time when the new breed of a rebel, in my view, will be a strong man in the future with a family going forward for a while at least. This is the thorn in their side that they can't seem to get out. So I ask you, America, it's more of a rhetorical question. Not everyone's inclined to start a family, but many of you young guys are, young gals. So you really want to royally piss off a militant Democrat leftist, Well, then start a traditional European family and America with a K. That pisses them off more than anything. Because someday we will have to rebuild the ruins of a lost civilization someday. In my view. With that, let's get to a call. Paul the Gladiator calling from his North Mountain compound. Paul, are you there, sir? The Gladiator.
I am here, man. How are you?
Hey, good to hear your voice. We had a good time on the Bachelor's Galaxy to the radio show on Tuesday night. That was good chat there.
Yeah, it was good.
We're again talking. A lot of you folks always miss that good show, that first Tuesday. We talked a little business, a little economics, a little politics, a little pop culture, some music. Good times. What are your thoughts tonight, man?
Well, I want to expound on what the gunslinger had to say, and when he saw Joe Biden kneel at the unveiling of a nuclear sub. I don't know if a lot of people caught the press conference about the Affordable Care Act when former President Insane Hussein Barack Obama was back at the White House. and it was, as Gunslinger calls her, Camel Toe Harris. Kamala,
right.
You know, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and insane Obama. The three of them walk up, and Kamala Harris is giddy and cackling like a hyena, like she always does, and introduces former President Obama, calling him President Obama. Welcome back to the White House. And he gets to the podium, and he says, thank you, Vice President Harris. Thank you, Vice President Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Biden turns to him and salutes him.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden, you know, this is how you know people understand they don't belong there in a stolen election. If he was really the president-elect, there's no way Joe Biden would stop, salute the former president as if he's still the vice president to Obama. And then Obama finally realized how bad he just goofed it. And he said, he goes, oh, that was all scripted. And it wasn't scripted.
Right.
At all. But Joe Biden still saluted the son of a bitch. So
mm-hmm.
here's an installed president saluting a former president as if he's still his boss, because in his brain he knows he's really not the flipping president.
I know.
These are Freudian slips that people make that are obvious to the truth in their own mind, okay?
True.
You can never fool your mind's eye, okay? This is
right.
A very high IQ mentioning this. Your mind's eye knows the truth so well that you cannot fool it. So Joe Biden will never fool his own mind's eye. And he heard
mm-hmm.
Vice President Biden. He knows he's only been as high as Vice President Biden in reality. And that's the reality in his mind, because it's not reality that he's the president-elect. It got stolen to put him in. So
that's right.
Yeah, I mean, no wonder he kneeled on a knee at a nuclear submarine like it was a fucking demigod, pardon my French. You know, he might as well be in Egypt, you know, bowing to the god Ra. I mean, what the heck? You know, this is
mm-hmm. –
And that's why everybody's looking at Ukraine as a literal dust bowl of bricks right now, because Putin can brick it down brick by brick right to the ground. So no one's ever going to want to go back there. The reason why they dug trenches in Chernobyl around the nuclear plant was so that no one would want to go back. They lifted all the radiation up in the air again. And that's why they're bombing every little town and every little city, and they're laying it to wasteland, because you got a guy like Joe Biden who kneels, and then he goes over to Poland and Brussels and the head of NATO, and all they do is give speeches, another important speech. But a woman in Ukraine said it very well. She's a parliament member in Ukraine, and she said it very well a couple nights ago on an interview, very somber. She said, look, you know, all we need is weapons. We don't need any more nice speeches. All we need,
right,
like you mentioned, where are the bullets? Where are the guns? Where are the drones, right?
Yes.
So
that's what I want.
Here's the
hardware. I'm all about the hardware.
So
here's
the easiest way to accomplish it, but they're not willing to do this. How much weaponry does NATO have that the United States has invested in the NATO military in Europe? Poland, Lithuania, Germany, all that weaponry. Take a guess at how many billions of dollars of weapons we have sitting there.
Oh, God. It's going to be up there, baby. I mean, I don't even want to guess. It's just going to be exponential, man. Exponential.
It is. It's $475 billion of weaponry that we invested, physical weaponry, into NATO, shipped it on aircraft carriers. And
I was going to guess $500 billion, but I was just, okay, I overshot it. Okay, $475
right, so,
close enough.
Right,
and change.
And remember, we left $85 billion worth of military in Afghanistan. We
yes.
left it there. Joe Biden walked away from
yep.
$85 billion there. Okay.
It's so all part of the plan. Mm-hmm.
We've only committed $2.2 billion in total of military aid to Ukraine. We have $475 billion sitting in Europe. Okay, you make a phone call. You say, listen, NATO, send the $2.2 billion worth of military armament over to Ukraine. We will replenish the $2.2 billion to NATO. Get it over there right now, today. Today, get it over there. And they can't
mm-hmm.
even accomplish that simple task of moving that and let us replenish.
Right.
So what do you mean we got to ship it from the United States? No, we don't. We have $475 billion over in Europe right now. Hardware.
And, Paul, I think the big story, like I said in my monologue, is going to be where did all this cash go from the American taxpayer? I keep hearing reports that we don't have enough arms. We don't have bullets on the ground. I'm going, these are fighters. They're not crisis actors. They're being interviewed by multiple news agencies, and they go, we're short of this. We're short of this. Here's a list. They give it to – they're so desperate. That's what I would do. They give it to the press guy and go, can you please report on this and cut the BS? This is what we need. Give it to us. Broadcast it. Do your frickin' job. You know?
Right.
And
yeah.
they're broadcasting it. And I believe the fighters over that are carrying the AK-47s, I don't believe the Zelensky government. And that's why I say I'm not for these governments over there. They're all bad. But you're right, man. It's crazy. I mean, that story is yet to unfold down the rabbit hole as you're talking about, you know?
Yeah, man.
It's going to happen, though.
You know, this woman is sitting in a bunker in Kiev, and she's like, look, you're seeing the death and destruction. You've got bodies in black bags. The Russian soldiers are indiscriminately just genocidally killing everybody, raping women and then killing them in front of their children, and then killing the children, stuffing them in bags, putting them in mass graves. That's not a movie, people. It's not a flipping movie. This is real.
That's right.
I mean, the Democratic liberal media is getting so sick to the point that they're filming the real dead bodies. I mean, you can tell when you see the guts and blood. You know, there's not all these Hollywood monster makers over in Ukraine making fake
no.
dead bodies everywhere, you know? So, you know, there comes a point where somebody's got to say enough is enough, because here's the thing. 40 million people in Ukraine, there'll be a million dead. You'll have 39 million left over. They're not going to be living in Ukraine ever again on the history of planet Earth going forward.
I get the hell out of there. I would never go back there, ever.
Never, never. So,
that are coming over from the Polish border, Paul, you got Ukrainians who now want to move back, and they think the coast is clear? Are you freaking kidding me? You're walking
right.
into a death trap. And you're right, Paul.
That's right.
Those dead bodies and all these crazy, again, the Putin wing of Gab and another, and the Twitter all say, oh, they're all Hollywood actors, all fake blood. Everything to these people is fake. And I said, these people live in a virtual world. They've been behind a video game and a computer monitor for 30, 40, 50 years. They've never done anything in the real world but type on a keyboard. So to them, everything is virtual in their mind. But, right. You know, they wouldn't, if they were in the Ukraine, that's brutal war, they would be the first to be killed. You know, they'd never make it.
Exactly. Yeah, and, you know, the you cannot fake the old mothers in Ukraine still stuck because they're too weak to get out, crying because they see their dead sons and daughters on the street. That's not fake, right? So, you know, when this parliamentary member, this woman, very, very astute, was like, look, you know, I don't care what country you're the president of or what country you're the prime minister of. Just send. You don't have to come here and fight. We're going to fight. Just send us the guns. Send us the bullets. Send us the drones that blow up, and we will do the action. But if you don't send them, and I believe this to be true, if you don't send them now, you are going to be partly responsible for this happening. And you commit $100 million here and $100 million there and $200 million here and $1 billion there. You can't say, you can't take our tax dollars and then tell us, fuck you. Because we're the ones telling you, send it to them. Because short of giving all of us Americans a plane ticket over to Ukraine to fight with the guns and the ammunition, send the flipping ammunition, because no men can get out of that country right now. They are not allowed to cross over the border. They have to fight.
That's right.
It's martial law that they have to fight. So send them all 2 fucking rifles and 5,000 bullets, please. Because if
at
not,
least, then, yeah.
Here's if not, here's what's going to happen. All the Ukrainians who are getting out, and all the Ukrainians that already live here in the United States that have been here, who immigrated legally, they're telling all their family members, distant cousins and brothers and fathers and everybody, they're saying, look, the easiest way to get into the United States is take a flight from Europe to Mexico, walk up to the border. They're going to let you in. And they are. They're letting any Ukrainian cross and stopping everybody else. There is such a crisis at the border that the liberal media won't film it. There are literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, El Salvadorians, Mexicans, you name it, all the South America and Central America countries, Hondurans, they're all sitting at the border. They can't get in. Okay? Now, that's the COVID-19 Title 42 that's stopping them. But Ukrainians, when they show up at the border, at any crossing point, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California, any one of these crossing points, Ukrainians walk right in.
Yeah.
So we're going to end up with, I would venture to say, we'll end up with 2.5 to 3 million of those 40 million Ukrainians at our border in our country. Now, I don't mind, but Jesus Christ, we don't have a population problem. And if you don't stop Putin if you don't stop Putin from taking over that country and laying it to waste, then that's what we're going to have. And then when you let 2.5 to 3 million Ukrainians in, you're going to have another 3 to 6 million Central American and Mexicans coming in with them, because you won't be able to stop it. And we'll go from 380 million to 400 million in a heartbeat. And that's a 7% population increase. Does anybody like driving on the highways of America in the cities in the morning and afternoon rush hours?
No.
Because it's going to get a
gridlock, baby.
A lot worse.
Only going to get worse. Only going to get worse. I tell people that for years. I said they're going to clog up, and don't forget, they're going to suck up your water, our precious water out west. There's only so much water to go around. That's portable and drinking water. We don't have unlimited water supplies, folks. Unlimited food, unlimited money. Yeah.
Food, there's a food shortage and a food crisis. There is a housing crisis in America. Right now, where the fuck are they going to live? They're not moving into my fucking house. Are they moving into your compound?
No. Hell no.
No. So what are they going to do? What they're going to do is they're going to displace all the Central and South American and Mexican immigrants with the Ukrainians, and then those South American, Mexican, and Central American immigrants are going to bash down your door. They're going to kill people, stuff them in a closet, and live in that house until somebody knocks on the door looking for you. And then the police will say, what happened to the person who lived here? We needed a place to live. And Biden will say,
that's exactly what they're going to do. And that's why we're armed to the teeth. Paul, thanks for the call, big guy. Appreciate it, man.
Tonight. I hate the ugly reality check, but that's what it is. You know what I mean?
It is. It is. No, you're right. It's the ugly reality check, and it's the truth. You're on fire tonight. Love it, Paul. Good call, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Gladiator is on fire. Yeah, good call. He's right. Yeah, they will take over your house. They'll squat, kill you until somebody knocks on the door. And the police won't get involved until a friend or a relative. That's why, as I told you guys before, self-balkanize now. Get in places where you're known, where you're loved, where you have friends and family around you who know your whereabouts. Don't be a stranger in a big city anymore. If you're in a big city, nothing wrong with that, but be near friends and family, or at least great neighbors, somebody that at least kind of keeps an eye on you, because, you know, you want to make those local associations now and self-balkanize. I keep getting cards and letters and postcards and telegrams from all over the country. Yes, Telegram, saying that I live in a ghetto area, or everybody wants to kill me, or they keep making threats against me. Well, I tell them, what are you waiting for? Get the hell out of there. What more impetus do you need? How many more threats do you need to hear? Get out of there. But, no buts, no exceptions. Just do it, like the Nike slogan, make it happen. Because your life depends on it, man. You know? You're surrounded. A lot of you guys are surrounded. But our families lived here for 200 years. Well, screw that. Guess what? It's a new day in America. Some of those old gentrified neighborhoods are being overrun by minorities who hate you. Now, I'll say this about the Ukrainians. I would take them over any day. There are white brothers and sisters in Europe. And we have to make it fair. In America, right? That's the Democrat slogan. We must make it fair. So we cannot just take in blacks and browns. We have to bring in whites in America to be fair, equitable. It's for more inclusion. The other favorite Democrat word, we must have inclusion in America with the Ukrainians. I would take in all the Ukrainians, ship back 10 million Central Americans or Mexicans. We have plenty of Hispanics in America. It's nothing against the Hispanics. We are not an open door to the Hispanic world. Should have never been. Now, I told you before, this will someday implode. America will fall on its sword, so to speak. It will implode under its own weight. We all wish America well. We're a law-abiding bunch. I want America. What America hears from me is not so much criticism. I want America to be better, stronger, leaner, maybe even meaner, richer, better. We want that shining city on a hill that Reagan talked about and Bush won. But that's a different story for a different day, those two. What I'm saying is that I want America to be much, much, much better. And, that's what we need as a country. We should take in all those Ukrainians because they work. They are very productive. They are warriors. I want more warriors in America, less people who are country shopping. One thing I'll say about the Ukrainians, they are hardened by war with the Russian war machine. Yeah, I want those kinds of people. Damn right. I want less people who are shopping countries, who live a little bit in Panama, live a little bit in Guatemala, live a little bit in Mexico, and say, hey, screw it. Let's just walk through the back door of America. We have millions on our Mexican border now are coming through. So far, 2 million, they estimate, have slipped through since January 1st. Happy New Year, America. Happy effing New Year to you. Idiots allowing this, not me or you or our great audience, but our government full of idiots, morons, allowing our border to be invaded constantly. Now, both parties love this. Democrats want the votes, and the Republicans want cheap labor for their corporate masters. So there's more political contributions going to D.C., payoffs, envelopes full of cash, suitcases full of cash, given to them in parking garages behind the Capitol building, maybe from seedy Washington, D.C. bars and restaurants, flipped under the table. We know what really goes on. We're not oblivious to it. We know far, far more than we let on. What you hear on this radio show is the tip of the iceberg of my knowledge base and yours. Well, the Republicans do piss off the Democrats. Sounds a little bit like this. Wake up out there. God, I love that. So, so true. There's a lot of things happening out there, and got to keep your locale. Know your local area. Know your neighbors. Know some things. Know a thing or two about your town, city, state. Do you have a bug out plan? Do you know where to go in case all hell breaks loose? What will you do when they come for you? What will you do? I've told you time and time again. God, just amazing. Well, let's get Lincoln on from Flyover Country to discuss the news of the day from his stronghold. Lincoln, how are you doing tonight? Are you there?
I'm doing well tonight. How you doing? How you doing, brother?
Good, man. Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank
How you been?
I'm all right, man. I don't really I really don't have much for you tonight at all. I just wanted to know I don't know if you read your callers know or not, but today's the 5-year anniversary of a pretty horrific event that happened that no one really knows about or talks about. You ever heard of a little girl named Ebba Åkerlund?
Yes.
Today's the 5-year anniversary of that brutal murder by a third world savage that got imported into a white country.
Yep. Yep. Another illegal alien murderer happens every day. We're letting in gang members, murderers, criminals.
That wasn't
violent
that
rapists.
Wasn't illegal. That wasn't a
some
were
legal
illegal.
And some were illegal, I know. They're both.
That was a legal import, a refugee, asylum seeker into Sweden, in Stockholm, mm-hmm. where he killed several people. And she's the one that was famous because she was the 11-year-old girl whose, like, literal torso was taken apart from – it's brutal pictures. I mean, there's, like, a leg over here, a leg over there, and the upper torso, the torso on a different part. She was just completely cut into pieces by this guy. Yeah, today's the 5-year anniversary of that. And,
I'm glad you mentioned it. In her honor, Europe's been invaded by the third world, you know. the George Soros invasion plan. That was all planned too. And that travesty in Sweden, I mean, yeah, I read about that. It's it makes the news every now and then, but you're right, over time those things get sort of watered down, right? So
I guess diversity is
everyone else
as
focused
well
on Ukraine. Yeah. Horrendous. I've seen those photographs, they're horrendous. But it's the brutality that some people deal with in life, and you know, life isn't always a cartoon or a video game. A lot of people in the world are waking up to that, I think, more and more and more. That I think everybody wanted this virtual world, and I used to remind them that I am this reality, and we'll make an effing believer out of you on this show, right? Because reality will bite you in the ass, my dad said, if you're not watching. Bite you in the ass. It will wake you up. You can think anything you want to think. You can fantasize all these cutard political fantasies, think everything's fake, everything's a Hollywood set, and there's a lot of people that think that. They want to think that because if they had to really think about what really happens, it would compel them to do something, and they're inherently lazy, and they don't want to actually feel that they have to do anything or learn something new, and so it's easier for them to disconnect and say it's all fake, and then just shrug their shoulders and walk away, the average American. And they won't, and they always say, I don't care what happens until I'm directly affected. I love that. And I always tell them, well, someday, Sherlock, you may be directly affected. Then what? You tell me. You know?
Are you familiar with, have you ever heard of a lady that goes by the name of Barbara Lerner Spector?
Oh, yeah. She's a very big proponent of immigration to Europe and the world and all white Western countries. Yes. Tell the audience.
Yeah, exactly.
About her.
She runs an organization called PAIDEA. PAIDEIA. She runs that organization. She's the head of that organization, and the organization PAIDEA is the organization that's the name of the organization, but what they also call themselves is the European Institute for Jewish Studies in Sweden. And
yep,
they're the group that really, really, really pushes heavy mass third world immigration into European countries. She's actually on record quoted. I have a video in my Telegram chat. You can watch her say it if you want. She's quoted as saying, and I quote here, "Jews play a leading role in making Europe and America multicultural land." Then she goes on and on to cry about anti-Semitism and blah, blah, blah. And that's the reason people are anti-Semitic is because of all the great work Jews do with bringing Africans into Europe and blah, 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 cry, cry, kvetch. You know what? I would say that she is responsible for the death of Ebba Åkerlund.
Sure. Sure, they'll never claim that. Ms. Lerner over there is a immigration terrorist, in my view. She is wants to dismantle all the Western European governments and Western-style governments all over the world. To me, anybody like that's a public enemy. But those are my thoughts about her. I mean, those people have been shielded and protected and coddled by the liberal media in Europe and the liberal think tanks. We have a lot of people out there who are just blatant enemies inside these governments, inside these media machines. You know, it's not always, the boogeyman isn't always China or Russia, though it is. But never forget our U.S. Constitution, folks. Enemies foreign and domestic. Right now they're in power. So what do? They call all the patriots the terrorists, right? If you're a gun-toting American, you're a terrorist, right? It's only because they're in power. And I've always said they are the victors right now, at least politically, and the victors write the rules. They write the narratives that we have to live under. But you're right, man, that Lerner, what a bitch, you know? I could say worse,
I won't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I won't Fed post on I won't Fed post on your show, but if it was like, you know, voice chat with just me and you, I would have some choice words for that bitch. Yes.
Oh yeah. Maybe, you know what I mean? Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, the problem is she's got a lot of money behind her. They have a lot of think tanks behind them. They've got a lot of these global groups, you know. There will come a time when I think a lot of these things are going to turn on their face, turn on their head. And look, I always say, people always say they want to accelerate things. Well, I'm sure there were guys in the Ukraine who said, I'm sick of these Russians being on our border. I want to accelerate this. Let's just do the war now. Well, go back 38 days. I guarantee you there were people like that in the Ukraine. Well, you got your war. And I'm telling you that things can happen very, very quickly and go on a frickin' dime in any country at any time. Look what happened to Canada. Trudeau clamped down. We got Catwoman up there. Australia's in their lockdown. They used to be free. New Zealand's still dark. Their people are in lockdown, pretty much. UK and Europe, they let some free, but they still have millions of third world that are people that are being shipped in from Africa and Middle East have no business being in Europe, but they're being paid to go, paid travel, and the groups that sponsor those things are the ones that, in my view, are, well, they are complicit. They are the guilty ones. Simple as that.
The groups that sponsor.
What are your thoughts?
I'm not going to harp on that on your show. I'm not going to harp on that on your show again, but the groups that are always pushing that are all the same group of people, and I'll just leave it at that.
Yep, and everyone knows what we're talking about here. It's like we have these live globalist groups, and they know who they are. We know who they are. Well, thank you, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. What are your final thoughts to America tonight?
My final thought really is, like I said, I didn't have much for you, man. My other one is, like, that whole Texas thing with busing, you know, all the immigrants coming in to D.C., I mean, yeah, that's cute. It's clever. I like the idea. It's a good punchline. But, I mean, first, he's not actually going to do it. I've been hearing that for years that they're going to do that, and it never actually gets done. And then I saw that Ted Cruz had to play one-upsmanship today and say, we also need to send him to Connecticut and Vermont and New Hampshire and Maryland and Massachusetts and all these places. And he thought that was like a big – he needs a drum roll, a big punchline.
I heard
that because he one-upped
him. Yeah, it's funny.
And I was like – so what the fuck? So your plan is to take the last white, solid white area in the United States and flood it with a bunch of non-whites so you can own the libs? Really? That sounds fucking retarded to me.
Take that, you libtards.
Yeah.
So true, man. Lincoln, thanks a lot. We will talk later on Telegram, I'm sure, sometime soon. I guarantee it.
Yeah, a lot of people have been asking me about you, like, wanting you to get back in. I've been getting asked a lot about, when's Vaughn going to be back in? I want to talk to Vaughn. And I've been like, well, he comes around every now and then. So, yeah, come back in and chat with us sometime. Vaughn, we like having you.
I can't wait. Love it. Love it, Lincoln. Thanks, man. I will be there. Have a great night. Good talking to you, man. Hail victory.
Have a good night, brother. Hail victory.
You bet. You bet. Yeah, and it's so bad. And I tell folks, it's almost laughable. You look at the state of the union. Look, don't beat yourselves up, guys and gals out there in Patriot land. A lot of people beat themselves up. It's not our responsibility. And it wasn't our responsibility regarding the border and things. And these things have been happening for decades before we were even born, even a gleam in our father's eyes, I put it. These things have been happening with the immigration since before World War One. Our country was shipping in people. 1800s, the attitude was we're going to bring them in, work them hard, and get them the hell out of here. Then the Civil War happened. And boy, that threw a wrench in the machine. And by the way, Lincoln's always touted as the great one. All the Democrats love touting Lincoln. You know why? Because Lincoln got rid of habeas corpus. He seized federal power, and he invaded the South. That's every Democrat's fantasy, is to go to war with the South and the Patriots in the South and the West and the Midwest. That's their fantasy. They'd love nothing more. Why you always hear Obama and Biden, even Schumer today, they're quoting Lincoln. Lincoln's their boy. Yeah, Lincoln, father of the Republican Party, but I'm not sure he accomplished anything. He never really solved the issues, just killed over a million guys, fight a no-win war, patch us up sort of with a patchwork quilt with rusty needles, bad thread, and here we are still just a mess in 2022. Thanks a lot, Abraham. Thanks a lot, Bucko. And also, don't beat yourselves up, guys. They've been bringing in people for decades. Wasn't our doing. Wasn't our era. We had nothing to do with that. But they let future generations deal with these millions of immigrants. The problem with America is sin. Our sin's our greatest weakness. We are a weak, big country. We have no spine, no backbone, no political will to do anything in the near future. I tell you again, look at Ukraine. You don't have to accelerate anything. It's going to happen naturally, organically, on its own, even in every country. A lot of things afoot, a lot of things in the undertow. Now, I've told you guys for years to prep, get ready, buy your gear, have a bug out plan. Could be an attack by Russia, could be attacked by our own government. We don't know. But be ready for anything. And I really mean that. I have. My friends have. I've bolstered up my compound really to the nth degree. So I'm ready for anything, thank God. But it is, you've got to keep a sense of humor about these things too. You can't pout. Don't beat yourself up mentally or psychologically. Keep your spirits up. Don't think the end is always, you know, we still live in a pretty good country. There's a lot of good things that are here in America. We're not Ukraine yet, thank God. We have a lot to be thankful for. A lot to be grateful for. We are the true woke patriots of the country. We are awake, and we have razor eyes on these issues. Well, let's just hope that our towns in the future don't sound like this guy, this cowpoke
out
there.
All right, folks, calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why y'all want to come into my town and start trouble? And scare all these nice people? You ain't got nothing better to do than to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass.
That's the best promo ever.
Who's that stumbling around in the dark? State your business or prepare to get winged.
That's right. State your business or prepare to get winged. We've got some new callers that have come in. We've got, we'll get Brett the Surfer on here in a moment. But before we get Brett on, we'll play a little surf music to get him in the mood.
love it, Vaughn.
How you doing, man?
How you doing? Everything's good, man.
Are you digging
that?
That song.
That's just right up my alley, man. That's what I listen to all day long, man. I'm worrying about this. I don't know what's scary is that it's almost like a deliberate failure with what he's doing, you know, and I'm scared of the next thing, which could be, you know, some kind of nuclear deal, you know. But, you know, I'd rather not think about that, but that's the reality, you know. When you really think about how bad how the situation is, you know, and how bad Russia is actually, I don't know, just how many soldiers have been killed, Russian soldiers, you know.
Oh, they say up to 15,000 troops on the Soviet side, about 5,000 Ukrainian fighters have been killed. I mean, it's a real war, real dead bodies. I mean, it's a bloody mess. It's a bloody mess, man. I mean, those videos, the torture that they're doing, and they kill people, and the Soviets, it's often been said that the Soviet soldier has no soul. They're just a demonic force that comes in, and they may be ill-equipped, but they make up for it in brutality. And all Putin will do is keep shoving them into Ukraine and elsewhere, you know? Keep shoving in millions of pounds of equipment, millions of conscripts over time. And, you know, again, they're lying to those Russian soldiers, the draftees in Moscow.
Yeah.
When we draft you, you're not going to the front. Well, that's exactly where you are going. Again, the Soviets, the communists always lie. So they tell the families your son's going to a nice base in St. Petersburg or Siberia. No. He's going right to the Ukrainian front. It's cannon fodder for Putin's Red Beast armies. That's reality, man.
I think it's
sad but true.
A lot more, and with the deaths, and I think that people are eventually going to revolt and just say, you know what, this is, eventually they're going to, I think that slowly is happening. There's some of the soldiers are getting word back that, you know, they were told it was 5 days and a liberation thing, and I don't know, some of them are just murderers and just, you know, I don't know the percentage that are I don't know. I wonder about that, you know, the percentage that are really just, look,
right.
I'm just doing this to get some extra cash or, you know, pay for college or whatever. I don't know. But it's not looking good for them. I mean, I just saw some footage, and it's just these guys are cannon fodder, just like you said. And
yeah. I mean, I just call. I'm very blunt. There's nothing. There's no way to candy coat it, man. I mean, we live in. I told you, America, and most of the West is what I call la la land. I mean that, in a good way. I like to live in la la land. Okay, we can go into a restaurant, order a steak, give them some little pieces of paper with dead presidents on it, and voila, presto, a steak comes to your table, right? Or a chicken dish or a pasta dish, whatever you want, right? Well, in a lot of parts of the world, you can't do that. They don't have that. We have infrastructure that's not been bombed in America. We have theme parks, nice roads that aren't being shelled by some demonic UN army yet, or Russian armies, right?
Yeah.
So we live in a good part of the world. It's not perfect, but let's be honest. Most Americans make a little money. They can eat, drink. They can afford shelter for the most part. If you work and produce, you can do all of that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but you have to realize, you have to. Yeah, so
go ahead,
you really do have, sorry, man. Well, you do have to, you know, appreciate what we have every day, because you know what, things can change, you know, and, you know, it's not something that is, you know, it's a real luxury to have freedom, you know, so, but things can always change, you know, if China gets in here and they decide to head towards Taiwan, you know, I mean, they don't want Pelosi going to Taiwan. I mean, she's, I wouldn't mind if she was gone, she was taken out. That might be a real good thing, but she doesn't want him there, her there. Does it not? He said, I do not want, I mean, he's really coming off pretty stern, you know, and it's almost like he's already made his mind up, you know, that, you know, it's scary to think about, you know, but.
Oh, you mean Z of China?
Yeah.
You mean Z of China to invade Taiwan? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
If you're in Taiwan, if you're got half a brain, you should get the F out of there because you're a target.
Yeah.
If I was in Ukraine before the war, I know governments don't do things by accident or by coincidence, Brett, right? So if I saw hundreds of thousands of Russian troops being amassed on the Ukrainian border, knowing the history and the animosity and the bitterness between Ukraine's government and Moscow, I would say note to self, get the hell out of here. I would pack up and go to Poland, Germany before the war even started. Because I know once this thing starts, we're not going to be able to get out. We're stuck here in the worst war zone of the world. That's Ukraine right now, the worst by far.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I would have been out of there when Russia had like 50,000 troops on the border and they were building it up to 125. I would have been gone. Time to clean out, sell the house. I know what's going to happen. I know I'm a student of a history. We're going to get invaded. Oh, no, we're not. Then the normies come out, the normalcy bias. Oh, no. You don't get it, Von Wiet. Ukraine stands for freedom and liberty, and they would never do that. Mm-hmm. Famous last words. Famous last words. I would say, well, I have a different take on it than you. I'm glad you're so idealistic about it and so optimistic. Good luck with that, baby. Good luck. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Because I know once those shells start flying, you're trapped. You can't get out.
Yeah.
Everything is going to get destroyed in Ukraine. No, people, that's the writing on the wall. Everything. The Russians will kill over time everything. Every building will come down. Every living thing will be dead. That's the Soviet way. And then they will bring in their people, their henchmen, to kill who's left, their secret police. Then they will rebuild with their peasant class, and they will rebuild Ukraine. I guarantee you there will be statues of Lenin and Stalin and Putin all over the new country.
Wow. he wants to restore
millions of Russians. Look, he's got it all planned. I'm going to offer them free land to move to Ukraine under Russian protection and rebuild. But you get like 100 acres a guy, and they will flock to Ukraine. He will fill it up with Russians speaking Russian from here on out. Now, it might take him 3, 4, 5, 10 years, but that's his plan. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Russians have a long memory and a long view like the Chinese, and they will take the time to do it systematically. What we're seeing on TV, they are systematically destroying every vestige of Ukraine, every statue, every building. They want nothing that says Ukraine in the new country. Sad, depressing.
Yeah.
I hate it. I don't like it. But it's reality on the ground, and Russia is going to be doing that. And I say give the Ukrainian people everything we can for them to defend themselves with. Give them the MiGs. Give them the guns. Give them whatever
they
need.
That's exactly what they need to do. Yeah. And they, you know, as liberal as Sean Penn is, he was on Hannity the other night, And he and Hannity agreed, and they both agree on, look, they can fight. They can do this fight. But we've got to get those weapons to them and everything that they need, you know. Scary times, man. You know, it's interesting how it's just history repeating itself, you know, after the Spanish flu, World War One, and, you know, so it's, but, you know, it can come here, mm-hmm. it can come to the States, and if we start, there might be a time where we do have to get out, you know, but
it's fun to live in La La Land while it lasts. Let's hope that we can stay in La La Land, the American theme park, right, where you can get your hot pizza and hear your rock and roll concert. No one's bombing you and no one's shelling you. And
yeah,
we've got beautiful parks to go to and beautiful homes and people and friends. And for the most part, and a lot of us balkanized already, and you're protected and safe in your area and locale. That's the good thing of being part of a bigger country. So we live in La La Land for that, the American theme park, I call it. And having said that, someday I've always told people, God forbid again, I don't want this to happen. I don't, trust me. But I will mention it, there may come a day in our lifetime, not a thousand years from now, where we may have to get out from behind our computer screens and take care of business. You know,
that's
do things in the real world, and it's tough to do that because so many Americans are accustomed to virtual reality and AI and, you know, social media. It'd be a real rude awakening for most Americans. Most Americans wouldn't accept it and wouldn't know what to do, and they wouldn't know how to deal with that kind of stress, war stress, battle stress, or, you know, I just hope it never comes to our country. I pray for peace and good times. I don't pray for war on my doorstep, but I tell folks, be prepared either way. There's a lot of nefarious people out there in the world and globalists who want America to look like Ukraine, like I said. They want the Western nations to look like Ukraine.
Down.
And Ukraine, to them, is their beta test.
Yeah,
it's their war game.
That's a scary thought, man, to think that it's a psyop for something bigger, you know, for us to...
Hey, that's how my mind works. I'm very suspicious of these things. I hold them in contempt and suspect, and I hope I'm wrong, and I would love to be wrong. I don't have a big ego on that scale. Hope it never happens here, but don't trust these world governments and globalists and secret societies either.
Yeah. No, you can't. And
what are your final thoughts, Brett,
on
a positive note to America? What do you say, Brett?
Well,
and then we'll get to one more call.
It's beautiful, beautiful in the morning. And, and right now in Phoenix, Arizona, and here at the beach,
it's gorgeous.
You enjoy nature. You enjoy every day because you never know, man, when it can be your last. And we live like kings, you know, really. Like you said, you can go into a restaurant, order a steak. You know, think about in the day before all the luxuries that we have, you know.
We have luxury SUVs. We have roads with, you know, that are pretty, you know, not tons of potholes. unless you live in some parts of the country. But you can walk into a bar and get an ice cold beer. You can, a lot of things that we take for granted. I look at those things and I go, wow, we have a lot of things that we still have in our country. We got rid of COVID, the hysteria. We can now roam around with no mask. All that BS is gone. Put behind us. Thank God. Now, they want to bring it back. We know that. But for right now, we are good.
But
there's a lot of good things about America. And when you look at the world, I'm not saying we're perfect. We're not. But we're still, in my view, the best country to live in. I can't really think of a better country, per se, overall.
No.
Our arms keep us free. The patriots keep us free. And that's why we embrace that movement, because only the patriots in this country are the checkmate to what other nefarious people or groups want to do to us.
That's
my
two cents. Yeah, that's so true. You know, we just need to, you know, you always have to have hope and faith, and you know, you can't be, you know, but you can't be in that normalcy bias, and you have to be a realist and see the writing on the wall, you know, and don't take things for granted, because things are fragile. Freedom is fragile, you know, and you know, what we are, life, you know, I mean, just look at the power grid, you know, think how screwed we'd be if that went down, you know.
I agree.
Computers, everything, you know.
We take so much for granted in our country. We have, you know, 24-hour internet. We have rock and roll. We have, you know, parks and beauty and theme parks. And, you know, we have friends, and, you know, we don't have bombed out cities and towns. Like, all of Ukraine will be completely bombed out. I know it's hard for the world to stomach this, but I'm a student of history, and it's what the Red Beast armies always do, and I know exactly what they're doing. They're genociding the Ukrainian people. They're genociding every vestige of Ukrainianism, and Putin will rebuild it in his own image, as scary as that is. And, you know, if you're a Ukrainian person, come to America. We need you. We need more warriors.
Yeah.
And by the way,
they
have beautiful women. So come to America. Brad, thanks a lot, big guy. We'll talk again soon, amigo. Have a good night, man.
All right, Vaughn. Have a good one, brother. Take it easy, man.
Hey, you bet, brother. You bet, man. Thanks. We have a long distance dedication that came in from a fan of the show, and we will say a prayer for the family of Ebba Åkerlund tonight. And by the way, Ebba's father in Sweden was threatened by the police for protecting her grave after it was, again, desecrated several times by low-life African immigrants. That's for that case you were talking about earlier. Well, we'll get to one more call here. Get a beverage. I think we have James from Alabama coming up next. I'll be back in a minute or two. In an adult beverage, I shall return.
Five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Yeah, we're in the overtime segment of our show. Let's get to James in Alabama for his thoughts tonight. As we're hearing a little
hey,
surf song there. Hey, James, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing great.
Thank you, Jim or James?
Jim.
Good, good. Just Jim, okay.
Yes.
What are your thoughts tonight, Jim?
Well, you know, I think I mentioned that I had just in studying, reading, that really all wars are bankers' wars. Well, I'm listening
yes.
to the news, and bam, there it was. It fell out on the table. We, the United States, are now going to be supplying all of the Ukraine's natural gas instead of Russia. And I thought
yes.
that that was, you know, they're this really, we're just being fed a bunch of propaganda about this. They're going to bleed that nation just like they've bled a lot of the nations, and they've worked together with the European banking interest. And this is what Thomas
mm-hmm.
Jefferson knew about. Their education made them aware of how these countries had been used and abused in Europe, and they didn't want that to happen to us. And so, but incrementally, in the last couple hundred years, they have taken over all of the media, and we're just bumfuzzled that, you know, we don't really aren't prepared to think that people in this country want to see our demise as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I mean, all these wars are a banker's war. That's why I've told folks, I go, look, I mean, you can have all the conspiracy theories that you want, and that's really reality on the ground. But I tell folks, you know, I mean, if my home was invaded, I'd be out there too. So that's why I say I'm for the Ukrainian people. The Russian people are also getting the shaft as well by Putin. So our show has nothing against the Ukrainian people or the Russian people. The governments over there are corrupted by – you definitely are correct, Jim. There's all the European banks are salivating at the money that's going to be rolling through Ukraine with this war. And billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars are going to be siphoned off, I predict. You know, the arms dealers in Europe are going to have a heyday with missing truck shipments and airplane shipments of arms, right? And I mentioned that earlier in the show that there's a big disconnect. Now, we've supposedly sent them over $2 billion in the last 30 days. That's $2 billion, capital B. Really, it's more like $2.5 billion or $2.3 to be exact. But my point remains, it's on a more basic level that I keep hearing reports, man, you know, from the Ukrainian freedom fighters who are fighting for their homes that they don't have enough bullets. They don't have enough weapons. I mean, come on. I mean, where's all that money going? What are your thoughts?
Ukraine would be better off just to leave and let those Russians, just let the Russians run out of money trying to feed their soldiers and stuff while they're in the Ukraine on vacation.
I agree.
I don't want to see all those people get killed. Don't want to see the Russians get killed. They got people that's joined up the services just like we have here. I'm almost, I don't know, I don't want to say that I'm certain, but that guy that's in Ukraine said, well, he knew how to start World War III. Well, I don't believe that he is for Ukraine's interest if he wants to start World War III. That doesn't sound like he's really interested in anyone's help. So what Ukraine ought to do is they need to oust him. And obviously, with Putin, everybody was kind of accepting of Putin, but now he's kind of shown his real colors. Russia doesn't like him at all now. I mean, everything that they thought he was, he's not, and I wouldn't be surprised they disappear him publicly. I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, the Russian people have gone through a lot.
They have. They have, man. And, you know, there's all these videos, these Russian mothers who are, they've been lied to by the Putin regime. They had a few on TV earlier, and And they were told that they're, you know, they thought, well, when's my son coming back from training? I've prepared him a cake or a pie or whatever. And, you know, she finally learned the truth that her son's dead in Ukraine and was just sent to the front lines. And the reality of this war is hitting a lot of people really hard. There's a lot of sad people always in the world, but I think especially now. And war is hell on all sides. Nobody wins in war. Well, people do. The bankers win. We know that. But it's called a meat grinder for nothing, right? I mean, they just grind up the bodies in the hamburger meat, literally. And
there's that hamburger meal
really
in Vietnam. Remember that?
Yep. Oh, yeah. And that was called that for a reason. Grind them up on a hill that nobody gave a rat's ass about a month later. Yep. You die for nothing.
They made them go up nine times. Sorry,
yep.
Vaughn, I didn't mean to step.
Yeah. Oh, go for it. Go for it. Floor is yours.
Well, there is an outfit you may or may not know of them called BlackRock. BlackRock,
I have heard of them,
does so much business around the world that the gross product for the company outweighs all of the countries of the world except the United States and China. That's how powerful they are financially. So no matter, they're tied into a lot of these corporate interests worldwide, and that's, I don't understand what, well, I know what they want. They want one world government because it'll be more profitable. They want to turn all these currencies up. You know, there's only three, every country in the world has a central bank, a bank that runs on paper. There's only three countries in the world that don't have their own central bank. That's Cuba, Iran, and North Korea. But they're going to have them, because prior to that, there were four countries that had a central bank, but that was Gaddafi's country. You remember Obama ordered troops in there when the dust, Gaddafi had saved up a whole lot of gold, bought a lot of gold, and he wanted to create a new currency for the continent of Africa, a new dinar. And the international banks weren't going to have that. So our president, without Congress's approval, just sends our guys in over there. And when the dust settles, Gaddafi is dead. They've taken up all these arms. All the gold he had was disappeared. That's an odd thing. You know, you remember when Obama sent all those billions of dollars and they were just loading it by forklifts and putting it on the air?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Sure.
Well, we had their gold. And instead of sending their gold back to them, we just sent them a boatload full of paper.
Sure. Freshly printed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Life is strange.
The American
Fiction.
Yeah, Jim, it's amazing, man. Yeah, and then they went over there and they killed him, and Hillary laughed about it. We came, we saw, we conquered. We killed Gaddafi, she said. And then she laughed about it. Sure. The gold dinar was going to be an actual currency, and the international bankers can't have that now, can they? Can't have that. That's why I tell you guys, you got to be very careful about these wars. And you know, unless you're a hired mercenary, I wouldn't fight for these countries, because you never quite know who you're fighting for. You're never quite sure what's kind of murky out there. It's not always clear what's really going on behind the scenes. So unless your actual neighborhood country's attacked, you think you're better off staying here in the States. Make your money, prepare, get ready for what's really coming. And as I said earlier in the show, Jim, I said we live in, you know, America is the theme park of the world. We have it. We're at relative peace. We're not perfect by a long shot, but we're still a pretty good country to live in. We have a lot going for us, and we could still you know, live pretty well for now, you know. So let's enjoy it while it lasts, I always say, and hope it never ends. But I prepare because I know the world, and I hope I'm wrong, but America's dodged many, many bullets over the decades, right? We have to dodge more, I am afraid. We're not out of the woods yet, my friend. What are your final thoughts to America?
We love our soldiers, and they love us, and they'll probably answer any call. I just don't like seeing them burnt up like firewood for nothing.
I'm the same way. We love our troops. I don't want them to be cannon fodder for a no-win war. That's right.
There you go, cannon
I agree,
fodder.
1,000%.
All righty.
Jim, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate you, man. Call again next week. Love you, man.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thanks, James. Jim from Alabama, from the former Confederacy. Great state of Alabama. Love it. Well, what every radio listener needs to know going forward, I stand against the forces that seek to destroy the purity and goodness of this world. And it's easy to identify these forces as the communists and their subversion who have infiltrated every aspect of our American life and culture. I seek to utilize my creative vision, skills, and talents in order to create mercy and to attack the doom and gloom of our lives. Ukraine has enough of that lately, and other parts of the world too. We're for freedom and liberty in this country. We're for America being better. If you hear any criticism, it's because we want the country and our leaders to be better and not worse. Unfortunately, in America and elsewhere, a lot of people are becoming gutless and stupid people. It's a recent development over the recent decades in America. We've been getting progressively stupid, not us and our show, but society at large, and gutless with every passing decade. A man recently wrote the Von Wien Show, and he said this: "Dear Von, I refuse membership in any organization that would have me as a member. I never gave a sucker an even break. I never had a woman drive me to drink, and I never thanked her for it. I cook with wine. Sometimes I even add it into the food. I am free of all prejudice, I think, but I'm not sure. But I do know this, I hate everybody equally. And your show is the bomb." Signed, Stephen, says here from Las Vegas. Well, thank you, Stephen. We appreciate that. What a big show tonight. But I'll end it with this. Astrophysicists tell us that our radio waves are immortal and are beaming all over the universe with this radio show, which brings us to the Drake equation, amounting to a summary of the factors affecting the likelihood that we might detect radio communication from intelligent extraterrestrial beings or life. This is very difficult for our scientists to estimate, but some 50 years of study have failed to find anything, even though we have radio telescopes, receiver techniques, and computational abilities. It has improved our ability overall since the early 1960s. However, it's also been discovered that our galaxy is not teeming with very powerful alien transmitters, apparently, continuously broadcasting near the 21-centimeter wavelength of the hydrogen frequency, which was largely touted to be used in outer space. This was not known in 1963. But, my friends, I believe that the Von Wien Show will make first contact with the galaxies of the world and the cosmos and with the alien world, as we will be the only radio show trusted by the higher realms of the cosmos. Well, thank you all for being here tonight. as I broadcast from my mountain stronghold to all of America and 15 countries. We will leave no stone unturned in our quest for a better America, a better you, and a better country. The Barbarian signing off. Until next time, my friends, I will leave you with Living in the USA by the Steve Miller Band.